From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Governments around the world are vowing to chase down the wealthy, powerful, and famous who set up offshore bank accounts to hide assets and possibly evade taxes. The Kremlin is announcing the disclosures made by a group of investigative journalists saying they target Russian President Vladimir Putin. And they claim former U.S. State Department and Central Intelligence Agency officials were behind the document dump to a Panamanian law firm. Michael Hudson is senior editor with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICU, that released a report.
It's not an attack. It's journalism. We sent lots of questions to the Kremlin, and the Kremlin has refused to answer the questions. They did go public several days ago in an effort to preempt our story by charging that ICIJ and its media partners were preparing what a Kremlin spokesman called an information attack on Putin and people close to him.
The report by the journalists said Putin associates have funneled nearly $2 billion through offshore accounts over the past years. Among national leaders noted in the stories for offshore wealth are Nawaz Sharif, Pakistan's prime minister, Petro Poroshenko, the president of Ukraine, Allah Mubarak, son of Egypt's former president, and the prime minister of Iceland. The United States has released two inmates from Guantanamo Bay Detention Center today, sending them to the West African nation of Senegal. The two men, identified as Libyans, Omar Khalif Mohammed Abu Baker and Salem Abdul Salam Garibi, had been held at the prison for 14 years without charges. Khalif, who lost a leg in a 1998 landmine explosion, and Garibi were opponents of the deposed Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News. Greece and the European Union have begun deporting migrants from the islands of Lesbos and Chios, sending them to Turkey under terms of a controversial deal between the EU and Ankara. Despite predictions of violence, the departure of the first ferry from Lesbos early today happened without incident, as a small number of protesters gathered at the port to condemn the deal. VOA's Larissa Miras was at the port as the first ferry left.
It was done in a very discreet way, no access given to the media. No one got to see the actual boarding of the ferry. What we saw were buses pull up to the port, load onto a ferry bound for Turkey. This is the first of the deportations under the deal announced by the European Union and Turkey 2 weeks ago.
Under that deal, those who reach Greece unlawfully are to be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. Syria says its forces have seized another town from the Islamic State militants a week after retaking the historic city of Palmyra. VOA talked with University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunis via Skype about whether the militants are perhaps losing the war.
There have been a number of strategic setbacks. The ceasefire between the Syrian government and the more moderate rebel groups has enabled the Syrian government and its allies to focus on ISIS and other radical Islamists such as al-Nusra. And as a result, it's become more difficult for the IS to hold on to the territories that they had seized earlier during the Civil War.
Meantime, President Barack Obama today is hosting NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House with the Islamic State group high on the agenda. A White House statement says Mr. Obama will reiterate the United States stands together with NATO in the wake of the horrific terrorist attacks carried out last month in Brussels, Belgium. The two leaders will discuss the progress allies are making in the international effort to degrade and destroy ISIL. A series of suicide bombings Monday killed at least 24 people and wounded 60 others across Iraq. One bombing hit a security checkpoint in a northeastern Baghdad suburb. Another struck pro-government fighters north of the capital. And other attacks, explosives went off at a restaurant in a restaurant popular in the city of Nasiriyah, another hit the city of Basra. No immediate claim of responsibility for those attacks. And Jim Medicine Crow, a Native American historian, often described as the last living Plains War Indian chief, is dead at the age of 102. He never rode against the U.S. cavalry, but he did fight the Germans in World War II. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.